Radhika Sabha, Govinda Shantan, Radhika Nikita Govardhan Kijai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Kijai, Navarav Dham Kijai, Gamana Tulsi Bhakti Devi Kijai, Gandhi Bodhi Vaishnava Vrindi Kijai, Samadatta Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Om Premanandi, All Glories to Sam Devotees, All Glories to Sam Devotees, All Glories to Sam Devotees, All Glories to Sri Guru Shikaranga, All Glories to Sri Brahma. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Sagarudaya Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nithi Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachadane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatpadesha Tarane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from 4th Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 27, verse 10 Teshu
Bhuta
Rikta
Rikta
Hareshu
Hareshu
Viha
Viha
Koshanu Jivishu
Koshanu Jivishu
Matena,
Matena,
Deshaeshu,
Deshaeshu,
Anvabhadyata,
Anvabhadyata,
Deshu Tadrikta Hareshu,
Deshu Tadrikta Hareshu,
Griha Koshananjivishu,
Griha Koshananjivishu,
Nirudena Mamatvena,
Nirudena Mamatvena,
Deshaeshu Anvabhadyate,
Deshaeshu Anvabhadyate,
Deshu Tadrikta Hareshu,
These sons and grandsons were virtually plunderers in front of his riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. For Anjana's attachment for these things was very deep-rooted. Remember in this verse about Rikta Hareshu, meaning plunderers of wealth, is very significant. One's sons and grandsons and other descendants are ultimately plunderers of one's accumulated wealth. There are many celebrated businesses and industrialists who produce great wealth and are highly praised by the public. But all the money is ultimately plundered by their sons and grandsons. In India, we have actually seen one industrialist who, like King Paranjan, was very much sexually inclined and had half a dozen wives. Each of these wives had a separate establishment that necessitated expenditure of several thousand rupees. And I was engaged in talking with him. I saw that he was very busy trying to secure money so that all sons and daughters would get at least 500,000 rupees each. Thus, such industrious businessmen or karmis are called mudas and sastras. They work very hard, accumulate money, and are satisfied to see this money is funded by their sons and grandsons. Such people do not want to return their wealth to its actual owner. Stated by Vedita, Bhaktaram Yajnatapa Samsarva Lokamaheshwaram, the real proprietor of all the wealth, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is an actual enjoyer. So-called earners of money are those who simply know tricks by which they can take away God's money under the guise of business and industry. After accumulating this money, they enjoy seeing it funded by the other angels. This is the materialistic way of life. In a materialistic life, one is encaged within the body and deluded by false ego. Thus one thinks, I am this body, I am a human being, I am this American, I am an Indian. This bodily conception is due to false ego. Being deluded by false ego, one identifies himself with a certain family, nation, or community. In this way, one's attachment for the material world grows deeper and deeper. Thus it becomes very difficult for a living to extricate himself from its entanglement. Such people are graphically described in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In this way, the demonic person thinks, so much wealth do I have today and will gain more according to my schemes, so much is mine now, it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy and I killed him, and my other enemy will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity and I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. In this way, people engage in various laborious activities and their attachment for body, home, family, nation, and community becomes more and more deep-rooted. The great sage Narada continued, my dear king, Prachina Varishad, like you, King Paranjana, also became implicated in so many desires. Thus, he worshipped demigods, forefathers, and social leaders, with various sacrifices, which were all very ghastly because they were inspired by the desire to kill animals. For a part in this verse, the great sage Narada discloses the character Paranjana was being described in giving lessons. Prachinavarishaka. Actually, the entire description was figuratively describing the activities of King Prachinavarishaka. In this verse, Narada frankly says, like you, Yatala Bhava, which indicates that King Paranjana is none other than King Prachinavarishaka himself. Being a great Vaishnava, Narada Muni wanted to stop animal killing and sacrifices. He knew that if he tried to stop the king from performing sacrifices, the king would not hear him. Therefore, he's describing the life of Paranjana. But in this verse, he first discloses the intention, although not fully by saying, like you. Generally, the karmis who are attached to increasing descendants have to perform so many sacrifices and worship so many demigods for future generations, as well to sacrifice so many leaders, politicians, philosophers, and scientists to make things go on properly for future generations. The so-called scientists are very eager to see that future generations will live very comfortably, and as such, they are trying to find different means of generating energy, drive, locomotives, cars, airplanes, and so on. Now they're exhausting petroleum supply. These activities are described in Bhagavad Gita. Those who run the spiritual path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is to want, oh, beloved child of the crew, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. Actually, those who are in knowledge of everything are determined to execute Krishna consciousness, but those who are rascals, sinners, and the lowest of mankind, who are bereft of all intelligence, and who take shelter of the demonic way of life, are disinterested in Krishna consciousness, as that's become implicated, and take on so many activities. Most of these activities center around the killing of animals. Modern civilization centered around animal killing. Advertising that without eating meat, their vitamin value or vitality will be reduced. So, to keep up oneself fit to work hard, one must eat meat, and to digest the meat, one must drink liquor, and to keep the balance of drinking wine and eating meat, one must have sufficient sexual intercourse to keep fit to work very hard like an ass. There are two ways of animal killing. One way is in the name of religious sacrifices. All the religions of the world, except the Buddhists, have a program for killing animals in places of worship. According to Vedic civilization, animal eaters are recommended to sacrifice a goat in the temple of Kali under certain restrictive rules and regulations and eat flesh. Similarly, they are recommended to drink wine by worshiping the goddess Chandigarh. The purpose is restriction. People have given up all this restriction. Now they are regularly opening wine distilleries and slaughterhouses, indulging in drinking liquor and eating flesh. A Vaishnavacharya like Narada Muni knows very well that persons engaged in such animal killing in the name of religion are certainly becoming involved in the cycle of birth and death, forgetting the real name of life, to go home back to Godhead. Thus the great sage Narada, while instructing Srimad Bhagavan Dugasa, Muni condemned the karmakanda activities mentioned in the Vedas. Narada told Vyasa that people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy, and you have encouraged them in that way in the name of religion. This is barely condemned and is quite reasonable. Because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. Srila Narada Muni chastised Vyasadeva for compiling so many Vedic supplementary scriptures, which are all intended for guiding the people in general. Narada Muni condemned these scriptures because they do not mention direct devotional service. Under Narada's direct instructions, direct worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described in Srimad Bhagavatam was set forth by Vyasadeva. The conclusion is that neither the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, nor his devotee ever sanctions animal killing in the name of religion. Indeed, Krishna incarnated himself as Lord Buddha to put an end to animal killing in the name of religion. Animal sacrifice under the name of religion is conducted by the influence of Kamaguna, as indicated in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That understanding which cannot distinguish between the religious way of life and the irreligious, between action that should be done and action that should not be done, that imperfect understanding, O son of Prithu, is in the mode of passion. That understanding which considers irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion, under the spell of illusion and darkness, and strives always in the wrong direction of partha, is in the mode of ignorance. Those who are involved in the mode of ignorance manufacture religious systems to kill animals. Actually, Dharma is transcendental. As Lord Sri Krishna teaches, you must give up all other systems of religion and simply surrender unto him. And thus the Lord and his devotees and the representatives teach the transcendental Dharma, which does not allow animal killing at all. At the present moment, it is the great misfortune that in India so many so-called missionary workers are spreading irreligion in the name of religion. They claim an ordinary human being to be God and recommend meat eating for everyone, including sannyasi. Translation, these sons and grandsons are virtually plunderers of King Paranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. Paranjana's attachment for these things was very, very deep-rooted. The great sage Narada continued, my dear King Prashnabhanishat, like you, King Puranjana also became implicated in so many desires. Thus he worshipped demigods, forefathers, and social leaders. The various sacrifices which were all very ghastly because they were inspired by the desire to kill animals. So here, let's explain what those sons and grandsons were. They were actually all of his different desires. And it's described here that his sons and grandsons and all his descendants simply consumed all of his wealth that he had earned, which means that due to our many desires and the resultant karmas, we expend our energy. So all of our life force becomes depleted by the fact that we're always trying to fulfill our desires. And when we do that, we get more desires, and then we have to work hard again, and then we develop more desires, and we work more. And as well, we get karmas as a result of this. So this is a whole hopeless entanglement. And there's actually no way out of it unless one has some guidance. So the lower form of guidance is the karma yoga system. But as Prabhupada has explained here, Narada Muni actually condemned this whole process to Vyasadeva, even though Vyasadeva described it in some of the Puranas. And of course it's there in the Vedas. But this is the process that King Prashnabharishat was following. He was, of course, acting as a king. So he was doing these sacrifices. So that is the lowest system, which was condemned by Narada Muni to Vyasa at the beginning of Kali Yuga. In one sense, it was not the fault of King Prashnabharishat to do these sacrifices, since he was in the previous age. But The problem is that even if they are permitted in a particular age, like Treta Yuga, where sacrifice is the mode of worship, still there is the likelihood that these things will be done in the wrong way. And that's exactly why Buddha stopped the animal sacrifices, because they were done the wrong way by people who were exploiting the system for their own enjoyment. So this is exactly why Narada Muni told Vedavyasa, this is not going to work in Kali Yuga. People will exploit those different types of worship and sacrifices for their own enjoyment, and they will get no value out of that sacrifice. So the purpose of the sacrifices and the different types of worship involving the animal killing is actually, it's a sanctification of the process, but it's also a restriction. So, of course, the problem is we have many ways in which we can get around the restrictions, and so it doesn't become a restriction anymore. And this is exactly the problem. Instead of encouraging restriction of killing animals and eating, people simply do more sacrifices and they kill more animals. So under the guise of being religious, they simply indulge as much as they can. So it doesn't act as a deterrent in one sense. Or at least it's very, very minimal. Of course, we say in one sense, yes, minimal restriction is there. But in the whole process, what is the hope of spiritual advancement in that type of process? So these type of activities are in the lower modes of nature. Even though these are part of the Vedas, we cannot say that they are sattvic. So they belong to portions meant for people in the lower gunas, rajaguna and tamaguna. To cater to their needs to some degree, and with an attempt to purify them. So ultimately not recommended, but for people in the lower modes, okay, let them do these things for some time. So when it comes to sattva-gun, then it's all forbidden. So if one comes to the level of jnana and yoga and bhakti, then these activities are without question, they should not be done. So the problem is that if one recommends these activities to people in Kali Yuga, they will never progress beyond that point of rajaguna and tamaguna. So therefore, they are condemned by Narada Muni. And that is why Vedavyas then wrote or rewrote the Srimad Bhagavatam to reject everything. Even though that seems to be a little harsh because these processes are Vedic, he rejects them all to point out the fact that they're not practical for the people of Kali Yuga. They simply become a confusion and a waste of time. So that is why at the beginning it says all the cheating dharmas are rejected. And that means simply perform bhakti. So that is a major theme of the Bhagavatam, to reject all the other processes and simply engage in bhakti. Of course, some people will misunderstand and they will think that they are also doing bhakti. The bhakti takes many forms. Some of the forms are very impure and not real bhakti. So where bhakti is simply used by the karmis or the jnanis or the yogis for their own purposes, it is not really bhakti at all. They are exploiting bhakti just as they may exploit the karmakanda for their own pleasure, so they can also use bhakti in that way. So it's of not much value. So the real bhakti has to be defined, and our acharyas have given that explanation, and it's also in the Bhagavatam, so, and in the Bhagavad Gita. So these are the type of bhakti that we have to follow in order to get the proper results. So this is what is recommended for the age of Kali, simply do the process of pure bhakti. And in this way, people can become successful, and all of this problem with the sacrifices and the desires and the entanglement will be completely eradicated. In a sense, sir?
It was specifically for me for Kali Yuga.
Yeah. Of course, the principle is eternal. Because it's not that bhakti is only good for Kali Yuga, bhakti is good for all ages. But the way in which it is expressed, that it's rejecting everything else, is particularly for Kali Yuga. I've heard, but I haven't seen it actually stated in Shastra or in the commentaries. Yeah, these are local traditions. I think in many temples there are these types of traditions of animal sacrifice. But as I said, this is not Vaishnava culture. It is something on a lower modes people do. Yeah, so they do these things, but it's not really approved by the Vaishnava scriptures.
Gracias.